32 years later, nothing about this 1990 statement has changed. Published in the International Journal of Health Services, we read, in the absence of effective federal regulation, the meat industry uses hundreds of animal feed additives, including antibiotics, tranquilizers, pesticides, animal drugs, artificial flavors, industrial wastes, and growth-promoting hormones with little or no concern about the carcinogenic and other toxic effects. In other words, chicken's okay, right? Because of, I don't know. I mean, how can scientists study what we're eating if we don't know what we're eating? Well, actually, they can grind up chicken feathers and analyze them. And when they do, they find things like illegal antibiotics, arsenic, acetaminophen, that's Tylenol, Prozac, an antidepressant, antifungals, antihistamine, a sex hormone, and caffeine. By the way, farmers grind up feathers and feed them back to chickens as feather meal. Waste not, want not. What else was in those feathers? That's enough. That's enough. But seriously, if you look at this, it's like, I get it. If the chickens feel like they have a headache or they're depressed or their libido is low, you know, I get it. All right. Poop and bugs. You need more reasons? Most people don't realize that meat contaminated with viruses, parasites, and bacteria is entirely legal to sell in the United States. Oh yeah. Your meat is packaged with poop and all the critters inside of poop. Yeah. You know that case of we slaughter like a million chickens a minute or something insane like that. Don't quote me on that one, but it's crazy high like that. And then they throw the headless little body into the carcass, into a big vat of water to cool it. And then like stuff floats out like intestines and poop and some blood. So, you know, when you open a package of chicken and like the juices flow out, you're like, ooh, this is gonna be a juicy chicken. No, that's the fecal soup that the carcass was floating in, just in case you didn't know. All right. So about that, when you test in the US, a USDA training video had showed that chickens, PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, through the Freedom of Information Act, obtained a USDA training video that showed what I just said happening. I forget the number, but the millions of chickens and the decapitation and the cooling vat and all of that, and how they call it fecal soup for fun. So chicken products that pass inspection, guess what? The rule in the US, this is so gross. This is the rule. You're allowed to sell that piece of chicken wrapped up there as long as feces are not visible to the naked eye. Yeah. But according to the CDC, who annually tests retail meat for pathogens, 1 in 10 packages of chicken have salmonella, leading to serious cramps and diarrhea. 1 in 3, campylobacter, permanent paralysis, Guillain-Barré syndrome. And 4 in 5 out of 5 turkey packages have E. coli, more cramps and bloody diarrhea. Huh. Okay, well, but I only eat organic. Yeah, in the Netherlands, they tested 98 chicken breasts, where, by the way, it's not legal to sell contaminated meat. And they bought chickens from 12 different retail stores, and 100% of the inorganic chickens contained E. coli, whereas the organic version only had 84% contamination. So yeah, organic's better. Hey, would you like some arsenic with that? I'm not done. Okay, chickens were purposefully fed arsenic until, after 72 years of doing so, the United States poultry industry was forced to stop this additive in 2016. Arsenic, you remember it as an infamous poison, right? That's dubbed inheritance powder for its use in murder. But it also kills off internal and external chicken parasites like tapeworm, lice, mites, and so on. And it turns the meat a pretty pink color. And it gets into your kids. A 2012 study measuring exposure to toxins in 207 preschoolers ages 2 to 4 years old found that 100% of the children exceeded the arsenic to cancer risk ratio by a factor of over 100. And their number one source of arsenic was poultry. So even though they've snagged the use of arsenic out of the chicken industry, it hasn't been eliminated from the feed, because dumping 2 million pounds a year for 72 years into the environment has spiked our soil such that even rice and plants are arsenic laced, including the feed that's given to the chickens. All right. chicken has been called the new red meat because people think that it's a lot healthier than red meat. And it might be a little healthier, all things considered, but it's still full of fat. People don't realize that. One breast with the skin is 36% fat. Okay, so every bite you take with the skin on it from the chicken breast, I'm not even talking thighs, people, is like a third of what you're gushing out into your mouth is pure, saturated, bad for you, gonna kill you fat. A skinless breast is still 19% fat. Look at this study. 35,000 women followed for 8 years. Nobody had breast cancer when they started. 1,850 had breast cancer when they ended. And then they compared who got breast cancer to no meat consumers. Consuming red meat increased breast cancer by 41%, processed meat 39%. Oh, and there it is, chicken by 22%. I see, doc. So no chicken.